what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody that tuned in today. And our thoughts and prayers continue to be with Puerto Rico. The governor there, of course, admitting earlier today that he's going to not seek re-election. That's not satisfying the masses. And I know that we've got a lot of connections to Puerto Rico here in the New York area. So I want to see the best thing happen for them. I know the president was pretty hard on him earlier today in his press conference, said he's incompetent. It'd be hard to argue otherwise when you look at some of the recent decisions. Hey, I want to make you aware of something. Coming up this fall, we are going to begin a series of broadcasts on Friday afternoons, not every Friday, but probably a couple of times a month, beginning in September, that may run through the spring, that are going to be really cool. It's going to be called the Dining Out Dialogues, and they'll be on location at some of the best eateries in the New York area. On September the 26th, we kick the thing off at the Brick House in Wyckoff, New Jersey. Chef Aldo Cascio will be there with not only a great menu, but there will be a great opportunity for us to be together, do the entire day of Kevin McCullough Radio together. And then a very special date on your calendar as well, October the 18th at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. Get more details on this on my social media. We'll be telling you more about it as the days draw close as well. Also this week, I'll be on Fox News, and it looks like Newsmax both this week, so we hope to see you there as well. Now, I'm really getting irritated by a new strain of story I'm seeing coming through. This weekend, I found out that the new 007 is going to be actually a female. And then today, I wake up and read that Natalie Portman is cast to be the next Thor. Friends, I'm not against great actresses playing great roles. But there is something very weird, bizarre, and almost disconcerting about a female Thor or a female 007 or, you know, fill in the blank. And I remembered why it bothered me so much. Do you remember the Tomb Raider stories with Angelina Jolie? They were bombs of films. They were terrible. Even action film people didn't like them. And it's kind of like watching women's sports instead of men's sports in traditionally men strong categories, basketball, football, hockey. It's just not as fast, it's not as fun, it's not as interesting when the slower, less agile athletes that happen to be women are the ones doing it. I think the same thing applies to action movies. Don't Tomb Raider us. We don't need more Tomb Raiders. It's okay for a man to be a superhero. It's okay for a woman to be a superhero, too. Just don't make the male roles the ones that let the women be the women superheroes. Anyway, I know I'm going to get mail on that one. Kevin McCullough, we will talk to you later. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.